It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
The National Party is claiming that under their foreign buyers policy, $740 million will be raised each year. This is under the framework of 2,000 homes being bought above $2 million with a tax of 15%. The accuracy of these numbers has been questioned by many, and Core Logic is just one of the research entities investigating these. I spoke to Nick Goodall, head of research at Core Logic, about his report, which points out large fiscal holes in National's foreign buyers plan. So the National Party's foreign buyers policy would allow foreign buyers to buy homes valued at $2 million or above and tax them 15%. They've said this would raise $740 million a year from selling 2,000 homes. Is this really the case?
Yeah, look, we've been part of some analysis to try and understand whether these figures can stack up. I know that when this policy was originally announced, there was a few people, including ourselves, that did some back-of-the-envelope analysis to understand how many properties are worth more than 2 mil, how many generally sell above that much. You know, before the foreign buyers ban came in, how many sales were going to foreign buyers. And it was very difficult on those initial figures to try and see where those, as you say, almost 2,000, 1,700 properties would be sold to foreign buyers to raise that level of tax. We then went through an exercise, and I was approached by another independent economist who wanted to really dig out the data here and model the figures to find out if we could replicate National's numbers. And ultimately, we got to a point where it was very difficult to, even when you looked at apportioning the areas where foreign buyers are likely to purchase, you know, Queenstown more likely, Auckland as well, more expensive areas where there are more $2 million properties. It was really quite hard to make those numbers stack up. And our best estimate, we could be, you know, we could be positive or sort of undercut it, but our best estimate was that they could probably get about $213 million per year, so pretty well short of that 740, and that would relate to about 500 or 600 sales to foreign buyers above $2 million. So, yeah, the numbers don't quite stack up from our point of view anyway.
Do we have any idea how the National Party has come to such a large number, and what information do we have about their budgeting calculations?
We've pieced together things that we've seen in interviews or data they have released. They have released, you know, their paper, which had a little bit of detail. They talk about how it was reviewed by a third party, Castalia. They released their executive summary of the analysis, but it didn't have too much detail in there as to what level of analysis or checking they actually did. And so I think we don't exactly know, but we do know that they used pre-ban activity. So we can see where foreign buyers were buying before the ban came in 2018. We know it was higher, you know, upwards of 10% in some quarters in Queenstown. And so we can start to apportion that and say, okay, if foreign buyers purchased like they did prior to the ban, and we projected that forward to today's prices, to the number of properties we've got today, all those things, like actually modelled that forward, then we can start to try and paint a picture as to where they landed. But it's still hard to see how they justify 1,700 sales going to foreign buyers at that level. And then another economist, Michael Riddell, he actually did some looks overseas because the National Party has referenced some international experiences. And there's a couple of cities in Canada who have had a tax similar to this. But they don't put a cap on the value, so it's all properties, not those over $2 million. And the most they were sort of raising was, you know, at most $220, $250 million, I think, New Zealand per year. And they've got similarly sized population, if not more than New Zealand, similarly expensive property. And they found that, yeah, they weren't raising more than $250 million per year. So, yeah, sort of every way you look, it's difficult to see exactly how they got those numbers. It seems like it's some rough estimation and some expectation of some behavioural change they talk about, which would see this many properties go to foreign buyers.
Because foreign buyers have been banned for a couple of years now since 2017, what do you think is the most efficient way to predict what portion of the luxury housing market they would take up?
Yeah, I mean, I think the best case, best thing we can do is look at pre-ban behaviour. And what was really interesting was there was, between when the ban was announced and then when it was actually in place, we did see a spike of foreign buyers buying property in New Zealand, so I was trying to beat the ban. So two of our models that we created, one of them looked at what we called normal sales prior to the announcement, and then one was that heightened level of sales as well. And that led to about 4,000 sales going to foreign buyers in that year to the lead up of the ban. And that there seems to me, that would be an upper end of what we might expect from foreign buyers doing. And again, looking at it geographically, so we actually see that they are more prevalent in certain areas. That to us is not a bad method in terms of the approach that National talk about is right in principle. We're just not sure how they've jumped from, you know, some levels to other ones and they talk about behavioural change. When there's two ways of behavioural change, yes, there could be some makeup of increase in activity following the ban going off and the tax coming on, because there'll be some pent-up demand there. How much that is, we don't really know. They haven't talked about that. And then the other behavioural change is how many foreign buyers are likely to pay $2 million just to get above the ban, above the tax threshold, but are actually buying what would otherwise be a $1.7 or $1.8 million property. And we do have an adjustment for that in our modelling as well, which says, you know, you're going to get them buying, you know, in some cases, $1.5 million property for $2 million to get into that threshold. So I think the approach in general was actually not a bad one from National. It's just there's obviously a few more underlying assumptions they've gone further with that we just can't see them being plausible situations.
Is a lack of budgeting transparency or lack of accuracy an issue that has been common amongst other parties this election?
Oh, look, I'm not sure that's really for me to wade into. I think the key thing with this one is that, you know, CoreLogic could provide the raw property-level sales data and information to understand what the market looks like today, what it could look like in the future, and what it looked like in the past. So we could really add our expertise when it was all about property-level data. When you come to all the other budgeting around taxes or anything else, I think that probably goes beyond our level of expertise. It's not really for me to say, but where it's about property, property data, property information, property values, that's where we can come in, and that's why we could put some figures to this one to try and really understand where could these figures have come from and what would be a plausible situation which might eventuate into a revenue level that they've proposed. You know, if there was to be 1,700 sales to foreign buyers every year, there probably needs to be some consideration for, you know, who are those foreign buyers? Are they living in it? The discussion around, you know, the fact this is above $2 million, then that would only affect the market above $2 million. But I think it's inevitable that there would be some effect to the rest of the market, partly in dragging up prices of those that aren't worth $2 million that then get to $2 million. But also, if some of those properties that are bought for above $2 million, they're bought by a foreign buyer, are they living in it themselves? Are they putting a tenant in it? If not, then does it stay empty, which means it's actually taking away properties that aren't otherwise being used? And that could also flow through to there being greater price pressure in the rest of the market too. So I think while we talk about the dollar figures here and the potential revenue, there are some other impacts to the market that we probably need to consider. And I've kind of probably been lost in the wash because of the focus on the actual revenue dollars. There's probably a bit more to this as well as, you know, do we really want to be selling this many properties to foreign buyers, and are they going to be living in it or tenanting it? If not, then what does that look like for the rest of the market too? So there's broader consideration here, not just about the revenue and the budgeting.
That was Nick Goodall, Head of Research at CoreLogic, speaking to me about the National Party's foreign buyers plan. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM. We'll be right back.